the Gospel of John, chapter 19, from verse 28, 29, and 30. I'll just take that. Thank God for our daughter that came up here. Praise the Lord. She has already preached the message. It is finished. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 19. Can we begin from verse 28? Please project it for us quickly. Amen. The title of our message this morning is The Hour of Grace. What I say? The Hour of Grace. We understand that this is an important event in the body of Christ. It's an important event in the life of a Christian. We can't doubt his death and his resurrection. The church today worship an empty tomb. We can't call him Mr. Late Jesus. He says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, he said, I am there, but I'm alive. I was there, but I'm alive. Let's begin. One, two, let's go. Jesus, seeing that everything had been completed. Gentlemen, we should understand this. This is a moment of grief. Thank you for showing us the passion. The moment of what? Of grief. He said, for this purpose I came. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7. He said, I have come to do according to the volume of the book that is written, not me. So this is the hour. Before this moment, he had a prayer in the mountain of Gethsemane. And at that point, we are made to understand. He said, Father, let this cup pass away from me. He cried out and weeping and said, let this cup pass away from me. He was asking the Father for strength. But the truth is this. Jesus came as a sacrificial lamb for all of us. If we want to go back to the Old Testament, we are made to understand that every moment of the Passover, everybody will come with a lamb or offer for his sins, for his family, for his own group, they offer a sacrifice. But thank God, the Lord Jesus came on our behalf. At the time, the Father said, whom shall I send? He made up his mind to go on behalf of every one of us. Let's finish that scripture. Let's finish that scripture. After Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be what? That the scripture must what? Be fulfilled. Said, I thirst. Gentlemen, the death of Jesus is a pronouncement from the beginning by the Father. For all have seen and come short of the glory of God. He said, by thy shedding of blood, thou shalt be remission of sins. It's only by the blood our sins can be remitted. Only by the blood. Not my blood, I'm not qualified. The blood of Abraham was not qualified. The blood of Moses was not qualified. The blood of Abel was not qualified. The blood of the greatest prophets and the prophets of old, they were not qualified. Only the blood of Esau. Who knew no sin? The Bible says what? He knew no sin. Jesus knew what? No sin. The Bible attests the scriptures, and no guilt was found in him. In Isaiah 53 verse 1, he said, who can believe our report? Who is the arm of the Lord revealed unto? In verse 3, he said, he was rejected of men, despised by men. Am I communicating to someone? Yet, one thing we know, we esteem. Verse number 29. Verse 29. Quickly. All right. Now there was set what? A vessel full of what? Vinegar. And they filled a sponge with vinegar and put upon a hyssop and put to his mouth. Verse 30. Verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And gave up the ghost. I believe those who stood there would have wondered, this is the end of him. Many who hated him would have said, this is the end of him. But gentlemen, you will understand before this moment, other books, other scriptures in the book of Luke and Mark confirm it. That before this time, there were two thieves. Hallelujah. Am I communicating to somewhere? There are how many? Two thieves. And one was there accusing him. This is the moment. Save yourself if you are the Christ. But the other one, by his right hand, stood up and said, "Hey, my friend, we are paying for what we committed. But this man is righteous. He didn't do anything." Am I communicating? And he said one thing at that last moment. He said, "Lord, remember me." Amen. Thank you. "Remember me in thy kingdom." That was the word. "Remember me in," help me out. "Remember me what? In that." Can you imagine? In between there are two people who does not understand that this man is a king of a kingdom. That he has a kingdom. The other man does not know. He took him extraordinary. It's possible that we have two group of people in the church this morning. Some people may not understand the death of Christ. Some people are coming because they don't want to come. But there are others that understood that yes, he is a God. He is the Almighty God. Amen. He is a son of the Most High God. That he paid the price for him. And Jesus said at that moment, "From this hour, you shall be with me in paradise." For this hour, you shall be with me in paradise. The hour of grace is here for someone this morning. If that thief had the opportunity and had an hour of grace, you can have it this morning. Am I speaking to someone in the house? I know you have passed through so many times. Sometimes people preach to you, you don't bother. People talk to you, you don't bother. But you, brother, in the book of John chapter 12 verse 3, Jesus said, "The hour has come." In verse 27, he said, "The hour has come that the Son might be what? Glorified." In John 17 verse 1, the Bible said, he lifted up his eyes unto the Father and he said, "The hour has come." In Mark 14 verse 42, he said clearly, "The hour is now." In John 4:32, he told the woman, "This hour is now." Gentlemen, the hour is now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next tomorrow. Amen. This is the opportunity for us to come to Christ. To come to Christ, submit ourselves unto him. He's the Lord of all. Don't say tomorrow, "I will leave it for tomorrow." Am I communicating? Shout a louder, amen. Tell somebody you don't have tomorrow. Lord, I say you don't have tomorrow. I say you don't have tomorrow. Amen. Who knows tomorrow? Who among you knows tomorrow confidently? None of us. Our life is in his hands. Our bread is in his hands. Our future is in his hands. And God has given us an opportunity. Gentlemen, an opportunity to come to him because he's a wall of grace. And remember what grace stands for, or merited favor. God's redemption at Christ's expenses. Grace signifies mercy and compassion and favor. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. What does it say? "For by faith we are saved, not of our works, but by the grace of God." Grace of God. Can I talk to someone? Say grace of God. So the grace is available now. Come on, Lord, I say grace is available. This is your hour. Come on, take delivery of it in the name of Jesus. Take delivery of it in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbors to take delivery of the hour. Take delivery of the hour. This is your hour. Don't allow this hour to pass you by. Don't allow it to pass you by. You can say, "Come to church, dress well right now, and then go home the same." But I declare to you today, it shall not be the same. You shall not be the same. The sacrifice of Jesus is not in vain. I say his sacrifice will not be in vain for you. In Mark chapter 10, verse, somebody help me go to Mark 10:32. Let's see something there. Mark 10:32, quickly. Hallelujah. I promise you will leave here very soon. Amen. Mark 10:32. Mark 10:32. Let's see. And it's 10:32 already. Thank you. Hallelujah. So the scripture came at the right time. The right hour. The hour of grace. The hour of what? Grace. Amen. Are we there? Let's get there quickly. Now, thank you so much. Just be with me a few minutes. Amen. Amen. Just a few minutes. Went off, right? Okay. Praise God. Amen. All right. Am I in the right thing there? Okay. When they were going up to Jerusalem, Jesus went there for, and they were amazed as they followed. And they were afraid and took again the 12 and began to tell him what things should happen unto him. Go to verse 33. Quickly. Quickly. What things that will happen to him? Frankly. Behold. Thank you. Yes. Correct. I love that. What things that will happen to him? What things that will happen? I mean, you can imagine people saying that. What things? He's telling them what is going to happen to him. Gentlemen, Jesus knew about his death. He knows about it. He was not afraid to go through it. He was not afraid because of you. He was not afraid to go through it. He has to take your place. He was not afraid of it. So he knew you. What the hour that will come upon him. Remember in verse 33, what did he say? Behold, we go to Jerusalem. Did you see that? Want to help me? And the Son of Man shall what? Come on, come on. Be delivered what? Unto the chief priests and unto the scribes. And they shall do what? What did he say? And shall what? Condemn him to what? To death. And what happened? Amen. He knew that he was going to be condemned to death. For our sake, he was condemned to death. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? Why? Because he had to pay and stand there in order to redeem you. He was made a curse for you and me. Other scripture said he was mocked, he was spit on, he was killed. Other scriptures in that said he was what? Mocked upon, he was spit on, amen, and what? He was killed. That is what it is. He suffered it for your sake. Isaiah, thank you so much. And they mock him. They scourge him, they spit on him, and they kill him. And on the third day, what happened? On the third day, what happened? He rose again. On the third day, he rose again. What does it? Do you think God would have just allowed him to speak to us, minister to us, no need to pay the price, and one day you will just see Jesus rise up? Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Was it not easy for God? Come on, was it not easy for God? Am I communicating to you? It was easy. But the Bible says he was made like the likeness of man. That's why the scripture says the Son of Man. Am I communicating? He has to come to suffer and take your place. So do not allow this hour to pass you by. I speak to someone today. Do not allow this hour to pass you by. Say, do not allow this hour to pass you by. And I believe it will not pass you by in the name of Jesus. I said it will not pass you by in the name of Jesus. So what are these benefits, quickly, that we'll enjoy when it comes to hour of grace? Number one, the Bible says our iniquities are laid on him all. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6. All are like sheep. We have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The iniquity of us all. The benefits of the hour of grace. Our iniquity were laid on him. Our iniquities were laid on him. There is no one righteous. Not anyone. Don't think that without him, you can do anything. You can't. He can't. Even those who brought the Ten Commandments, they disobeyed the commandments. Of your own, you cannot keep the Ten Commandments. Am I speaking to someone? The Bible said, by one man, sin entered into the world. And by the same man, one man, righteousness appeared to all men. Our iniquities were laid upon him all. I don't know, somebody may say today that I have been sinning. I have committed all manner of sins. Gentlemen, whatever manner of sins you committed, it is part of the iniquities. He's ready, as long as you come to him, he's ready to forgive you. He's ready to cleanse you this hour. No matter how sinful it is. No matter how heavy it is. Amen. David understood this. In the book of Psalm 51, he cried out unto God. He said, wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Cleanse me with a hyssop. Why? He understood. He understood the level of what he went. Number two, the hall of grace brought redemption by his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. Not only that he laid iniquities on him, but there was forgiveness and cleansing. Forgiveness and cleansing. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness, what? Of our sins. Gentlemen, not only that he laid all the iniquity, your sins are forgiven. I say your sins are forgiven. I didn't hear that. I say your sins are forgiven. By his name, your sins are forgiven. The Bible says, if we have no sin, we make it ourselves what? Liars, right? We have, gentlemen. If you think you have no sin, you make it ourselves liars. That's the truth. We can't say, no, I was born righteous. No way. No way. But I'm glad that the blood of Jesus is available. I said the blood is available. To do what? To cleanse us from what? All our sins. He's ready to forgive us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. We can have those biblical scriptures. And 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. Redemption by his blood. The forgiveness of our sins. We have been forgiven. From today, I believe, as God has forgiven us, we shall forgive others in Jesus' name. I don't know, many of us are here today. We're still not forgiving others, even when God has forgiven us. May you forgive somebody in the name of Jesus. The hour of grace is here. Tell your neighbor, the hour of grace is here. So forgive your enemies. Forgive your friends. Forgive your colleagues. Forgive your colleagues. Forgive your brothers and sisters. Tell somebody, say, forgive. Lord, I say, forgive. Amen. Number three. Grace saved you. I've spoken about that. Grace what? Saved you. Ephesians 2, 7 to 8. Grace saved you. That's what the Bible says. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, is what? Is a new creation. All things has passed away. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, right? All things have what? Passed away. I believe all things should pass away. Then the Bible said, I hope all things have passed away. Louder, louder, speak to that person. I hope. Louder, louder, say, I hope. If anybody is not talking to you, he's a suspect. There are suspects in the church. Tell that person, say, I hope. All things are passed away. And all things have become new. If that person not say anything, there's somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. All things had passed away. And behold, all things has become what? Anew. Anew. From may this hour of grace found you. That from today, things shall become anew for you. Come on, I said things shall become anew for you. Where you can surrender to him. Say, Lord, I submit myself to you. I give my life to you. Yes, I can't do it of my own. This is my day. It can't pass you by. You can be there. But yet you have not confessed him as your personal Lord and Savior. You can bear all the name. It could be Christian name. But the truth is that yet you have not given your life to Christ. Your own names cannot save us. Even you have been Christian, you have been confirmed. Yet, yes, There are some of us who are baptized, we are also confirmed. Well, that does not mean heaven has confirmed you. Am I speaking to someone in the house? I was baptized, I was confirmed, but I was still living in sin. My friend, it's never a ticket to heaven. Only the name of Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no name given among men wherein we shall be saved except that name of Jesus. He said, count it not robbery to be equal with God. He made himself of no reputation and took in him the form of likeness of man. And God has highly exalted his name. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5, 6, 7, 8. Just read that. Number 4, what did I say? Oh God, help me to finish this quickly. Number 4, what I said? Did I say anything? No, right? Number 4, righteousness and sanctification. Grace, the hour of God, made us what? Righteous and sanctified. Righteous and sanctified. Righteous and what? And sanctified. Now you are made righteous because he took your place. Hallelujah. I am now the righteousness of God. Tell number 3, I am now the righteousness of God. Come along and say, I'm the righteousness of God. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. 1 Corinthians 1 30. If you have time to read, fine. But the Bible says, for ye are now in Christ. Therefore, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption? In Christ, we are made righteous. We have been redeemed. Amen. And we have been sanctified. We have been what? Sanctified. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Just believe. You've been made righteous by Christ. Therefore, there's no more condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. No more condemnation. Yet not yourself, your members, unto righteousness, but unto what? Righteousness. Shall we sing that grace may abound? God forbid. May the righteousness of God stand in that. Amen. 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 Number 5. I love this one. Number 5. Don't worry. I'm about to round up. Number 5. You become the family of God. Tell them and say, you have become the family of God. Lord, I say you have become the family of God. Lord, I say you have become the family of God. Now, there are so many scriptural references I may not have time to give you. But you will understand in the same Romans chapter 8 from down, we have been adopted as sons where we cry, Abba, Father. So it means that even when we are far from the commonwealth of Israel, but now God has brought us near and we have become sons and daughters of the Most High God. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? John chapter 1, hence he said, he came to his own, and his him rejected him. Am I communicating about it? But as many that received them, to them has he been given power to become the sons of God. You are a son. Oh, come on. I say, you are a son. I say, you are a son. Come on, I say, you are a son. In 2 Corinthians, he said, I am not afraid to call them my brothers and my sisters. Jesus said, I am not afraid to call you a brother. Can Jesus call you a brother? Can Jesus call you a sister? Can Jesus call you a sister? Ask that person, can Jesus call you brother or sister? Hallelujah. Can he call you? Hallelujah. Maybe I think it will help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think help us with that scripture as I begin to close. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. And then the last one will be number 8. We'll take point 8 and we close. Praise God. Hebrews 2, 11 to 12. I think I love that. Just project that because we'll get ready to worship God and give God praise. I know I started 8:20, 8:19, 20,
Praise God.
Hallelujah. So I just spent 27 minutes in the altar here. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we took 19 minutes to worship. Are we there? Come on. Now, one, two, let's go. Can you give me another translation? Translation. The one that talks about sisters and brothers. Brother means all, I know. But I want that sisterhood and fair. Thank you. Like that. Another translation, give me a better one. Praise God. NIV, whatever, just give me. Let them read it and we'll close, please. I want to go. Praise God. Amen. And celebrate the goodness of God. Give God the praise. All right. Are we not? Okay. That is NIV. All right. Okay. No problem. Amen. All right. 12, right? Okay. But the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy of the same family. Right. Thank you. Thank you. Made us the family of God. For Jesus is not ashamed what? To call them brothers. Go to verse 12. Thank you. Same family. 10 of us are the same family. Lord, that says the same family. You have not become the family of God. Are you sure we are the same family? Why are we maintaining segregation? Eh? When you are a child of God, we are the same family. No, you don't come from my place. Despite that we call ourselves Christians, we are not the same family. We are just saying it. Most of us not the same family. Let's be frank with ourselves. Let's change ourselves. Even though you are born again, you behave like that. To the point that the church is like that today. If that person doesn't come from your place, you don't worship there anymore. Can you imagine? You come from one part of Nigeria, everybody goes there because he's from my place. Ah! Community church. Let me not go a place before it's too late. Time is on my side. What I said? What did I say? Community church. We don't care anymore. Let's appreciate my friend, my colleague, the man who helped and paved way for me all through in my present job. Let's give hands for Mr. Chris, who has managed to be here. Chris, we are one. Amen. Am I communicating to somebody? We are one. One family in Christ. What I said? One family in Christ. Tell your neighbor, say, why do you hate me? You don't even greet me. So how do I know you are my family? Lord, is it suspect in this place? All of them here. They are not talking except in the front. Shout out louder, amen. Come on, put your hands together for the glory of God. Let the hour of grace locate us. We are family. Tell your number, say we are family. Lord, I say we are family. So if we are family, if one family is falling, what do? We lift the other. We uphold the other. We care for one another. We don't allow our brothers to fall. We'll go there to encourage them. All right? Am I right? Now the last part, because there are 10, I have no time to give you, but I love number 8. And then we stand up to worship God. Number 8, just give me number 8. Number 8 is so paramount to the body of Christ. Because Jesus knows that the enemy, the devil, cometh not what to steal and to kill. But he said, I have come that you might have life and have it what? More abundantly. May I say to somebody here, the Bible made us understand. Say, by his stripes, you are healed. By the flogging, 40 stripes on him, you are already healed. Come on, I say you are already healed. I say you are already healed. Each of the stripes represents a sickness. And that's what the Bible says. By his stripes, you are already healed. I am healed. I don't know about you. I say you are healed. You can get that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, and Isaiah 53, verse 5. Because of time. Because of what? Time. Isaiah 35, 5 to 6. Those are the references I've given. You can. Brother, today, I believe in my heart that the hour of grace has come. You have an access to God. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. You saw in the passion of the cross, the passion of the cross, you saw that the air splits. The air splits. The temple, the curtain in the temple splits. The Bible says he broke down a middle wall of partition. Me and you today, we have an access to heaven. Bow our heads. This hour of grace will not pass you by. I give a few minutes to talk to your Father. He's your Father. Talk to Him. Whoever He is, call on Him now. Ask Him right now. Ask Him right now. Let Him speak to your heart. Let Him minister to your spirit. Let Him minister to your spirit. Right now, brother, please, can you talk to God on wherever you are? Bow your heads right now. You know that you're a child of God, you're backslidden. Ask God right now for restoration. Ask God for restoration, hour of grace. You know we are a sinner. You are far from God. The jailer called and said, what shall I do? He said, believe on the Lord your God and you shall be saved. He said, lay aside, Romans chapter 12 verse 1. He said, lay aside every weight of sin that has besieged us. Let's lay it aside. Let's set our eyes on Christ. This is a moment, oh God. Father, I surrender, Lord.
Surrender all you are really good.
Let's just sing it together.
Surrender.
Father, we thank you because of the time. Just say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you now, just as I am. Lord, I submit myself unto you once again. I know I have sinned against you. Lord, for today, I surrender myself. I submit myself. I ask for your mercy. I ask for your cleansing. I ask for your forgiveness. From today, from this hour, I am saved. I believe you are the Lord and Savior of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name.